With different schools of spirituality that teach you to detach, if you're detaching from reality, are you still able to affect the collective consciousness?
Well, if you detach, the problem is how far can you detach with the fact that you're trying to let it go? I think they're going to achieve it, but it's the same way that, if you hold your breath, you can turn yourself blue. It doesn't mean you're going to pass out. But what are you doing to your body at the same time? You're destroying a lot of cells. I think that if they push themselves hard enough, yeah, they're going to detach from reality. Yeah, they're going to go out there. But what I'm saying is, there's a big problem with all that. And the second thing I'm saying is, there's a much easier way to achieve the very same thing, if not more. Why push yourself to this? Most people don't have the stamina to do that to begin with. So they say, well, there's no reason for me to pursue this path because I can't be like this isolated Buddhist monk. So there's no hope for me. Rubbish. There's plenty of hope for you. You just got to learn to dance with the bull with a cape instead of trying to grab it by the balls. You're going to lose. If you're going to go hardcore, you're going to lose. If you're going to go to Hawaii, you think you're going to detach from anything. Hello, reality check. You're going to lose and you're going to come back with a bad taste in your mouth thinking you can't do anything then. You beat yourself up enough, you're going to give up. The brain's going to win and you're just going to say, I can't do this. When I always say, do not set what? Expectations. Why? They're your worst enemy. Because you set that expectation with I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And when you don't achieve it and it turns out to be harder than you thought, what are you doing to yourself psychologically? You're programming yourself that you probably never be able to do it. You're telling yourself you're a loser and not a winner. I'm saying to you, you're guaranteed a winner. You just got to work with the flow. You've got to realize that there's a different strategy that you can be using, and that strategy doesn't have to go against the grain. I always say, every time I give analogies, go through all my CDs and stuff, I'm always saying, harness the whim. Harness the flow. Feel the flow. I'm always talking about moving with something. What is it that I'm referring to? I'm referring to don't force it, don't paddle up the stream, flow with it. There's always a different method if you just use your brain a little bit in a positive way. There is a way. So what you got to realize is that you've got to say this is to your organic self. You've got to talk in a way to your cells that says this is for the good of both of us, and you got to convince them of that. When you can convince yourself of that, that's when you're going to have even bigger breakthroughs. When you can be at peace with your inner universe and say, I have your best interest in mind, and internally feel that. Not just say it in words, they don't understand words, they feel what you feel emotionally. And you feel wholesome and you feel happy and you feel good and everything is good. And it comes from this thing that I'm doing, and it's making us stronger and better and more improved. It's going to work with you on some other kind of level consciously, that their intelligences all grouped together have a big say in what you're doing. You may think you're in control, but on a micro level, they're really collectively in control. Also, they have a big say. And that's that autopilot instinct. I mean, can you tell yourself not to be hungry for how long until they've had enough? Well, what do you think's telling you all this? What's setting off those receptors? And so when you're not comfortable in a chair because it's wood, how long are you going to sit there? Okay. Well, if you think that you don't have to convince it to let you move to these higher levels, that it's a good place for you, I think you're being a fool. You've got to recognize what things are. When you can, you're dancing then. You're working with the flow. You're harnessing this thing. The cells, if you were to talk to your cells in your body and you would be like, look, we're gonna take this to the highest level. We're gonna propagate, life everywhere. Well, what do you think I think? Why do you think that I'm able to do the things that I'm able to do? What is going through Eric Pepin's head, spiritually, and with his body? Well, I probably eat too much. And that's only because I love sensation of this dimension. All these different foods offer me a whole new texture and feel and everything. Now I always yell at you guys, well, don't eat so much, Well, forget all that. The point is this. Does anybody here think that I do not love life? Do I not say I love life? I love every aspect in life. Point is this. What do I in my head tell my cells in my body that I'm doing. I'm prolificating life. I'm helping other living beings to expand. And this is in agreement with my cells. Therefore, I have less argument. I'm not saying we don't have our moments, but I am saying that I have a greater harmony with my perception of life and enjoying life and enjoying my spirituality in these other dimensions, that I've made this arrangement that works very well. And I think this is what most spiritual people do. You know, even Buddha said when he reached enlightenment, it's not this path and that path, it's the middle path. You know? People can interpret whatever they want from that, and that's what you're getting. Well, I'm telling you what he figured out. He's figuring out what I'm telling you. This is nothing new. This is just a matter of trying to communicate a better way of getting the message to you. That's where the palate comes from me. You know, it's just explaining it better. It ain't no good to anybody. If you can't understand it, might as well not be. So it's about the harmony that I have with life. I'm always like, you get a song, I'll dance around, I feel people, you know, I'm not the kind of teacher just, I'm alive, be alive, enjoy life, enjoy who you are, be charismatic, be fun, enjoy life. You can be spiritual at the same time. I think it's a better, faster way to attain what you need to do, and your goal is to help life, to help life. That if you can internalize that and say, this is my goal, help me to reach these higher states of consciousness, and I'm going to proliferate life. Now, I may not be out there making babies, but why are you going to think that way? Why can't you be out proliferating life and feeling? Remember, that's the secret, feeling, okay? Why can't you out be proliferating life in a different way? Who said that cells can't understand that? So if they're saying in science, organically, the reason why you have youth and it's up to a certain point is so that you can procreate, okay? Procreate means create more cells. And that after you're done with your procreation level and you're done with that, if the body senses it, in my opinion, if it senses you're not out there kind of messing around doing it, okay, I think that's when the aging cycle starts for people. And depending on what time that stops, it's about what it is. All thing in life basically procreates, okay? So when you're done with your procreation level, you begin to deteriorate. The cells kind of stop doing their thing. They're not so motivated, whatever. You've procreated a new life, and that new life now is going to continue, and that's how science perceives it. What I'm saying is, I'm saying sometimes the horniest people seem the most alive. I mean, think about it. Think about who's the greatest lover of them all?
Don Juan,
DeMarco, whatever. I mean, come on, is he alive? When you think about that guy at 80 years old, you might like to see him alive. Oh, look how beautiful. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if the equipment works, let it run. Have you ever met a horny person or something like that you didn't think was kind of alive? You know, granted, you kind of think, you know, you got to get off the sex a bit, but they're alive. You understand? I think there is a connection between organically and versus not. So I don't see myself as being, you know, like, you know, having to have sex, but I'm horny for life. I want to procreate life. I want to teach people. I want to awaken them. I want the world to be a better place. I want growth in the world. I don't see life as being bad. I don't see the human civilization being a disease on the planet, okay, like other people do. As I've explained to you before, what's really going on is necessity. It's procreation of life for the planet to spur out, to populate other worlds. This is procreation for the planet. Everything's a living organism. The planet is a living organism. So my perception to my working with my body on one particular level, an important level, is that I've convinced it, and I hope we have no arguments tonight now because it's on me, but that was funny. But the point is that I've come to a certain agreement, and this is what allows me to work with these higher dimensions and to come and go and to connect and to do these things. There's no threat. There's no threat. I see it as a dance, as an embrace. I see it as being important in my life because I say, look, if you guys take this away from me, you know, we're not going to live. I'm going to be down and out. This is my sunshine. Spirituality is my sunshine. Like I'm a plant. It's my water. You know, I eat food for you, I eat this, but you want me to grow, you got to give me this too, and we're all going to be happy. in a simple way, that's what I'm trying to say, is what internally I feel. Obviously, it's much more complex than this, but the point is that it's what I'm trying to explain to you guys somehow, some way to get across to you, that you have to love life. You have to be a lover of life. And that somehow you've got cells are very limited in what they understand. You understand, but there's programming in them also. So if you find a way to work with the programming, you can beat the program. You're harnessing the potential of what it is. You understand? Don't fight old age. You're going to grow old. Embrace it. You know, I hate it too, but you know, there are perks that come with it, and that's what you have to do. You have to find the positive in everything and harness it and see where it's going to take you. If you never grew old, you would never grow smarter in a way, you know, not in, at least in this reality, you know. I mean, it's a way to preserve age, but you know, there's going to come a point, I don't care how long you're going to live. You're going to want to die. You're going to want to move on. There's only so much you can take in the world also at the same time, you know. So, but right now, live, be alive, dance, sing, have a good time, live life, enjoy it, but pursue your spirituality too, and know that it's your sunshine, it's like breathing, it's another form of giving yourself life, and that's what you have to understand. Most people never contemplate that. They never get that connection. And if they do, they don't really ever think about it enough.